Hey, this is Artie Lang, and you're watching the hottest podcast in North America, The Action Room.
Welcome back to the Action Room, our second
number two
podcast / internet radio show of 2007. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we are your hosts, your guides through the world of pop culture. And our website, www.theactionroom.com. Now, on that fantabulous website, you will find our video clips, which is a section called the Action Tube. There's also a message board, which you can click on the forum. You've got our MySpace page. You've got all kinds of fantastic things happening there. We're going to be talking a little bit later about the fact that we were the first callers into the Howard Stern Show of 2007,
Woo-hoo!
And Stern actually had our producer Mike on the air, and he got to plug the show on the air.
Yes, it was good and kind of humiliating at the same time.
Yes, so now people other than our friends know about the show around the country, and we're very psyched about that.
Do our friends know about the show?
I think three of mine do.
I have some friends, yeah.
Oh, good.
Presumably they know about the show. Now, our first show, which all of you heard and have since forwarded on to your grandparents and all your closest friends and pets, we will now be a weekly show. There was a bit of a gap between our first and this, our second show.
We had to work off all that holiday weight.
All the Thanksgiving and Christmas turkey and
hard
lasagna.
To the mic.
And, yeah, so crazy. So now, when you want... Well, go for it.
No, you couldn't fit in the studio.
We couldn't fit in there.
I had to, you know, kind of go sideways through turnstile, so I couldn't
even
make it out.
It's all water weight.
The studio is such a large, technically superior facility. That
it's very dusty. It used to be a whorehouse, I think.
Right.
The Action
at the top
Room,
of City Hall.
Formerly a whorehouse. Talking about coming out of the holidays... I have three little girl nieces, ages 9, 7, and 5, and a little nephew in the same family who's 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I got three little tiny girls and one boy who's the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Now that there's a little boy there,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can really start brainwashing him to like comics
yes.
now.
Start me young, folks.
Let the conditioning begin. I sit down with him. There's a point where all the girls are going to go watch like some girl movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gus is my mm-hmm. nephew's name. And I'm like, okay, Gus, come on. He's 3. I'm like, you and I are going to watch Superman. Right?
Uh-huh.
So we go off into the other room thinking we're going to have male bonding. Well, all the girls, they want to go where I am because
Aww.
I'm like the cool uncle. So they're like, what are you guys doing? They're like, we're watching Superman. Do you want to watch? And I'm thinking the girls would be like, no, they totally want to watch.
Awesome.
They proceeded to watch 5 half-hour episodes in a row of the Superman animated series. They were so psyched. They were loving
great.
It. Now, what was especially interesting was... They showed, you know, the animated Superman continuity version of how they introduced Kryptonite. And, of course, every time Kryptonite shows up, as on Smallville or whatever, you know, he's like, oh, he falls to the ground and everything.
Right.
And my 7-year-old niece, Julia, the one who likes Spider-Man, she goes, I'd like to see Superman suffer. She's like, I like it when the Kryptonite gets him. Because then he gets all weak in the knees and he falls to the ground gasping. And I was thinking, what does this say about... Like, human psychology. Like, I thought maybe, since he's Superman is so perfect, it's nice to see him brought down, like, to a human level.
But the question is, do women want to see men suffer? Is that...
Yes, or does this say something larger about women wanting to see men suffer?
Every day.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I don't know. I think
as a child, Afua, when did you learn you wanted...
I thought, will she be someone who grows up to like slip people roofies so that they stagger and like, I don't know. I was a little upset by that.
Oh,
so now
great.
I actually heard that you had a little childhood interest in Superman.
Hey, shut up!
Come on, what's that all
about? That it's not really with Superman. It's with Clark Kent.
Clark Kent is the not perfect side of Superman.
Exactly. I feel like that's who he was. And he kind of had to be super for people to trust him.
So
but
maybe
in
it's about male vulnerability. Maybe it's about women wanting to see the vulnerability in men.
No, I just kind of thought he was hot.
All right.
Kind of like you, Tony.
Well, hey, you know, it's tough being a sexy radio personality. So we'd also like to talk now about our producer, Mike, called into the Howard Stern Show.
Mike!
Now, I, your intrepid co-host, I actually called in. I got to be Howard Stern's stand-in on the Jimmy Kimmel Show with some video trickery that they did. So Mike and I both called into the Howard Stern Show at about 6 a.m.
Okay, so I was the backup plan. I was not the intended one to be
on
the air.
I guess I was the heir apparent. And they took my... They heard that you're Howard's stand-in. That's very interesting. They put me on hold, so obviously I made it past the first screener.
Okay.
I was on hold for a long time. But Mike was the one who really actually got on. And you were their first caller of 2007.
I was labeled the first caller of 2007. And
on the Stern Sirius radio show.
Yeah, I did not intend for him to talk to me at all. Like, I thought I could maybe get the plug in.
Right.
That was
right.
About it. You know, best case scenario. I mentioned the site. But he actually engaged me. And,
he talked to you about current events.
Yeah, no, I was on the air for actually a long period of time talking and kind of steering the conversation. I actually felt I was part of the show for
you really were?
A moment. And being
a
huge fan, that I loved
Mike is a lifelong fan of the Howard Stern Show.
But now, so let's start with the first part when I first get on the air.
Right.
And let's listen to
What did you say to the screener? You just said Jimmy Kimmel was great.
I just said, I just wanted to talk about Howard on
Stern
Jimmy Kimmel.
On
I thought
Jimmy
it was
Kimmel
a great appearance.
Right before Christmas.
And they put me right through. Okay, here's the
All right,
part.
Let's take a listen.
Mike, you're on the air in New York City. Welcome. You were the first caller of the 2007 year.
Hey now.
Hey now.
What's going on? The Kimmel performance, awesome. I loved it.
Thanks. Most people though, thought I was really in Los Angeles with them.
Well, was it?
Get out of here.
Yeah, everyone
was fooled. Everybody was fooled?
Okay, and then now the next part is the part where he starts to talk to me about... Because I'm saying, can I do my plug? Can I do my plug?
Mike politely asked for the plug.
Oh.
He didn't just, like, throw it in there.
Exactly. And so he starts to be like, what is this show? You know, and then I didn't expect him to talk to me. So I started being like, well, I need it for money. I need a job.
He gave you a hard time. And you were like, Howard, you're an inspiration. You know.
But I started acting so stupid and saying these things that I didn't mean to say.
Yeah.
And then I started to defend these stupid things I had to say. So I
all
came
the millions that we make off the Action Room.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I'm not delusional. I know that we make no money off this. So anyway, so it was kind of awkward, but at the same time, you know, if anyone is going to, you know, put me down, it's going to be Howard, and he's the man.
You were okay
my,
with him berating
idol.
You. Yeah.
So let's play that part, and here we go.
We get in the Action Room.
Sorry, can I just plug it real quick?
What?
His website.
Real quick.
I hate websites
I'm
sometimes.
Sorry, man. This is how I make a living.
That's all the
way you do. I mean, what do you mean you make a living? How do you make a living on a website?
Kind of podcast video show.
That ain't going to make you a living.
Yeah,
well,
right.
You know, what can I do, man? Nothing makes money anymore. I got to do what I got.
You know what makes money? Going out and doing something with your hands.
Yeah, working for
something.
Get
a job. Don't be a fucking website.
Creatively.
You're going to make an iPod video website? You know you're not going to make any money.
Give it a little time. It's called theactionroom.com.
And, like, what do you
and what
do?
What happens there?
Well, I don't host it. My friend does, but I produce it. And we just, you know, it's more geek culture, kind of like G4 video game, you know, movie type stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you'll
but
do
we're
well.
Inspired by you. You know, we want to mix it up. And I don't know. You got any advice besides not doing it?
Tape hit TV shows and just put them on your site illegally.
Right. Yeah.
That's how YouTube made a fortune.
That's how they all do.
You.
YouTube right. got bought for billions.
Generate traffic no matter how you can, and then try to get someone to buy you.
Steal, lie, whatever it takes.
So I'm taking Robin's advice, and we're stealing the audio from the Howard Stern Show this show. So
very nice.
Good stuff.
To help us.
Self-promotion is everything.
That was great, and it helped us. We got a lot of feedback from people who heard that appearance.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get on the air again.
We were actually mentioned in a lot of recaps about the show.
Really?
You know, around the country. Oh, someone from Yugoslavia wrote into us and was like, I heard you on Howard Stern.
Really?
Someone from Bulgaria. Someone from Transylvania called in. And it changed their lives. All right, we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up for you in future shows. Afua, what have we got for our guests?
Well, at the top of the list, we've got the second annual New York Comic Con.
Yes, which
we will be attending.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Third week in February.
Yes.
We've also got, we're going to have an interview with Mark M. He's the mastermind behind the globally acclaimed animation site SickAnimation.com. That is with a K, SickAnimation.com.
And we're crossing our fingers for future guests as I wag my magic wand.
You weave your web. You weave your web.
I weave my web.
I weave my web.
For Rosario Dawson and David Atchison.
Yes, Rosario Dawson, she created a comic called Occult Task Force.
Occult Crimes Task Force.
Occult Crimes Task Force.
I think she's an actor, too.
She's done a couple little things.
Yeah.
Sin City, Clerks 2.
But that's not the major reason we have her on.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're now being kicked out of the studio.
The janitor's telling us we have to leave. So thanks for tuning into the Action Room. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And you stay with the action. That's a bad catchphrase.
Oh.
All right, thanks. Have a great week, everyone.
See you next week.